Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the End Town play. Well, plays. This is play 10 in the sequence, The Marriage of Mary and Joseph, the 10th of 10 so far in the can at the time of speaking. Because we recorded the first 10 plays as exploring sessions in 2019, and I hope to keep the pressure up in 2020 so that I'll have the first half done by the end of the year. We shall see. If you want to help that happen, become a patron today at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Your support is vital to make these things happen. Or you can buy us a coffee at coffee.com. That's ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Now, once again, there really isn't another version of this play that you can compare with elsewhere. Every cycle has its quirks. Some are very similar to others, and some really, really aren't. So this is another slightly odd play. We're about to move back into more known territory as we're going to dive headfirst into the Nativity any time now. Just because there aren't other versions of this play out there doesn't mean it's not really fun and frankly bizarre. I mean, this play, there are bits of this I love. I think there are issues with it, but there's so much good stuff here. There are lots of different digital and physical editions of the End Town play out there, but you can go to the show notes to quickly find an online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure. Anyway, here is the first stab at getting into this play. It was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare Irregulars sometime in 2019, so there are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays one day will be released, and as we'll be recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse either on our Patreon page by joining us, or on Twitter at Beyond Shakes, or you can email us at admin@beyondshakespeare.org. The irregulars were Mark Scanlon, Richard Fawcett, Alan Scott, and Maria Walker, and I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is Play 10, The Marriage of Mary and Joseph, from the End Town play. Enjoy.
Did we have a Joachim last time? Was that you, Alan?
May well have been.
Yeah. Richard, if you could be Episcopus. And if Mark, could you be Anne? I don't know if you... Actually, you were Mary last time, weren't you? Tell you what, I'll read Anne, you read Maria.
Correct.
Who actually paginated incorrectly, is actually at the bottom of 51, but then continues on the next. And that will get us a little way into the play, as we get a sense of what's going on. Play 10, Marriage of Mary and Joseph. And we're going to get into slightly dodgy biblical law, or certainly Jewish law, and its weird crossover with Christianity that doesn't quite make sense. And, this story goes strange. So where we left this, Mary's been sent to the temple. She's got a bevy of handmaidens to ensure that she's definitely a virgin. And now we're going to have the election to decide who's going to marry her. None of this is in any way weird or dodgy. Play opens with the bishop shouting out to the crowd, I think.
"Listeneth lordings, both high and low, and tenderly take heed unto my sore. Both buxom and benign your bishop to know. For I am that Lord that made this law, with heart so hend, hearken now. Your damsels to wedding ye look that ye draw, that passen 14 year for what that ye owe, the law of God biddeth this so, that at 14 year of age every damsel, whatso she be, to the increase of more plenty should be brought in good degree unto her spousage."
I mean, we had in the previous play, you know, the age of Mary, you know, going to the temple at 3, I think, and this is her later on. Mary, the later story. And presumably, Mum and Dad haven't seen Mary for a while. So, Mum and Dad have obviously come in for the ceremony, I imagine.
Hark now, Anne, my gentle spouse, how that the bishop his law hath told, that what man hath a daughter in his house that passeth 14 years old, he must her bring, I heard him rouse, into the temple a spouse to wed. Wherefore our daughter, right good and douce, into the temple she must be led, and that anoon right soon.
Sir, I grant that it be so. Again the law may we not do. With her together let us now go. I hold it right well done.
Sir Bishop, hereafter thine own hest, we have here brought our daughter dear. Mary, my sweet child, she is full pressed of age, she is full 14 year.
Welcome, Joachim, unto mine arrest, both Anne thy wife and Mary clear. Now, Mary child, to the law thou list, and choose thee a spouse to be thy fear. That law thou must fulfil.
Against the law will I never be, but men's fellowship shall never follow me. I will leave and ever in chastity, by the grace of God's will.
So I took a pause there. So fellowship, I like fellowship. Fellowship, but spelt as fella, fellowship. I like that. So actually, you do have possession of Mary's. So I could have sworn...
Would you care to rephrase that, sir?
Well, exactly. I could have... Because the previous play... I'm sure she was left at the temple.
She was left with the temple, but it was not clear as to whether she was merely whether she was physically there or whether she was under their moral guardianship, yeah, for want of a better phrase.
I mean, we've got the same sort of bishop character there, and the same sort of process for Mary coming up. So let's see where this goes, because I remember where it goes later on, but I have to say this opening section is very blurry from my memory. Go bishop.
Indeed. Ah, fair maid, why sayest thou so? What meaneth thee for to live in chaste? Why wilt thou not to wedding go? The cause thou tell me, and that in haste.
My father and my mother certes also, ere I was born, ye may me trust. They were both barren, her fruit was due. They come to the temple at the last to do here sacrifice. Because they had no fruit nor child, reprieved they were of wicked and wild. With great shame they were reviled, all men did them despise.
So I'm just going to pause there, so there's lots of interesting things there. So the bishop, so it's presumably a different bishop who doesn't remember what happened 11 years ago.
And they don't, do they?
They don't.
It's their job.
Remember. But also it's the fact you're going, what, you're not going to get married? Hang on, isn't that sort of what this whole thing is about? You're intending to remain a virgin, this is all very confusing. So we've got the always the fun of trying to decide how to pronounce certis or certs or... That's always a question mark. I never know where to go with that. You had a neither, which is spoken nother.
Neither. It needs to be two syllables.
Yeah, I've always gone with that, but yeah. There's no guarantee, because, of course, with the East Anglia, because, of course, we should be attempting our best Suffolk.
our Suffolk expert isn't with us today,
which is a shame. So Mary is obviously standing her own against the bishop, and you're going to explain the back plot, please.
My father and my mother, thou wept full sore, full heavy were hearts worn of this deed. With weeping in thou prayed, therefore.
That weeping God, eye, I think. With
yes, weeping eye. Eyes,
yeah.
Ein.
Yeah.
Eyes.
With weeping eye they prayed, therefore, that God would
succour them?
Yeah, I think succour, that makes sense. Yeah.
God would succour them and send them seed. If God would grant them a child he bore, they behest the child her life should lead, in God's temple to serve evermore, and worship God in love and dread. Then God, full of grace, he heard here long prayer, and then sent them both seed and flower. When I was born in here bower, to the temple offered I was. When what I was to the temple brought, and offered up to God above, there hested I, as mine heart thought, to serve my God with heartly love. Cleanse and chastise mine heart, oath, earthly creature never may shove. Such clean life should you naught, in no manner wise reprove. In this cleanse I me take. This is the cause, as I yow tell, that I with men will never mell. In the service of God will I ever dwell. I will never have other make.
That's really interesting. The rhyme of love with shove, which I assume is must be a show. Earthly creature never may show, but it's shove to rhyme with love. Unless it's shoe would scan better if that was that. But yes, that's an interesting one.
Well, it would be a half rhyme if the pronunciation was to serve my God with heartily loathe.
Yes, I was going to say loathe and shove would sort of work, but it's still quite
weird. Because we've got above floating around there as well, haven't we? So
above love, shove.
Yeah.
Above. Offer it up to God above. You could just about get away with that, I would have thought, with my sort of vaguely countryish sort of accent thing. anyway, so you've made quite a good pitch there, Mary. Well done. What does the bishop say to that?
Ah, mercy God, these words... Here we go.
Yeah.
These words wise of this fair maid clean, they trouble mine heart in many wise. Her wit is great, and that is seen in cleans to leaven in God's service. No man her blame, known her teen. And yet in law thus it like, that such wedded should be who shall expound this out. The law doth after life of cleanness, the law doth bid such maidens express that despousing they should hem dress, whether they well like it or not.
Yes. Just to go back to the previous page, teen trouble, difficulty. Yeah. That's a word that does turn up quite a lot.
Yes.
Go from the top of 53 again.
The law doth after life of cleanness, the law doth bid such maidens express that despousing they should him dress. God help us in this doubt. This answer greatly troubleth me. To make a vow to creatures it is left for. Vovete et redite. That's got to be Latin.
That's Latin.
Vovete et redite in scripture have we. And to observe our law, it is needful. In this discern to me, it is dreadful. Therefore, to counsel me in this case, I call the whole and the wise. The key directors, yes. Mm. And switch has been speedful. In this, say your advice, I beseech you all.
Lovely. Would you like to have a crack at the minister? Give it a crack. Have fun.
To break our law and custom, it were hard indeed. And on that other side, to do again scripture, to give sentence in this degree, ye must take good heed. For doubtless this matter is diffuse and obscure. Mine advice here is that in this I you ensure that we pray all God to have relation. For be prayer, great knowledge men recure. And to this I counsel you to give assignation.
Yes, there's some lovely things. Recure. I'm just...
Require, I suspect, is what the sense is.
Wonder that, because that might be that
require,
one.
Yeah.
So it's sort of cure with a re on it.
To give.
So basically, we should pray to God. You're hedging your bets. The minister is, you know, so it's like you've gone for a second opinion, and the minister says, well, it's a bit tricky. Let's pray to God. He'll sort it out because he's great. You know, that's great. So you're going to pray to God and see what happens, and I'll be an angel. So there's a bit about then comes Issachar the bishop, who I assume that must be you, Richard, the Episcopus, who's been a separate character in the other plays. is actually this is actually your name, because I think that's just simply he goes to the place to pray to the angel to come down. But I'm not going to say that's definitely what it is.
Stage direction must be misplaced.
I don't know that it is. It could be. It could be that the minister is the bishop. But I think it's that then comes Iskard the bishop to the place where the angel will come down. That's my thinking, because it does present he's about to actually do a prayer moment. That's my thought. I could be wrong. You could be right. It could be the minister is Issachar, and he comes to Issachar and talks to the minister. Stage directions are almost always misplaced slightly. Anyway, Richard, if you'd like to...
Truly your counsel is right, good, and ailsome. And as ye han said, so shall it be. I charge you, brethren and sisters, hither ye come, and together to God now pray we, that it may please his
finite
deity.
Finite, I would have thought.
It must be a contraction of infinite, because it would be.
Yes.
So, that's an interesting one. Unless it's finite. No, it can't be finity deity. There's a sort of weird sort of word.
It's his finite. That it may please his finite deity, that it may please his infinite...
No, it doesn't scam at all, does it?
Or maybe...
Understood.
Yes.
He just has the final, say-so sort of thing because of who he is.
Yeah.
It might just be there's a shift of meaning there, so, and it has more fluidity. I will have a quick look. Give it another crack, Richard.
And together to God now pray we that it may please his finite deity knowledge in this to send in us. Meekly each man fall down on knee, and we shall begin. Veni Creator Spiritus. Episcopus is greatest hits.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Continue.
Now, Lord God of Lords, wisest of all, I pray thee, Lord, kneeling on knee, with careful heart I cry and call this doubtful doubt.
This doubtful doubt. I love the tautologies here.
This doubtful doubt, inform thou me.
Thy prayer is heard to high heaven hall. God hath me sent here down to thee to tell thee what that thou do shall, and how thou shalt be ruled in 8th degree. Take tent and understand, this is God's own bidding, that all kinsmen of David the king to the temple shall bring here due offering, with wipes yards in their hand. Look well what time they offer there. All here yards in thine hand thou take. Take heed whose yard doth bloom and bear, and he shall be the maiden's make. Well, basically, if you all take a stick...
Whichever one blooms.
Whichever one turns into a flower. This is Stas setting us up for David Copperfield magic tricks. So everyone puts a little stick, basically a white twig, puts into the special white twig holder. And Joseph, in a moment, is going to be the unlucky one that when he does that, it's going to go, ta-da, and turn into a flower. Bunch of flowers. It's
bunch of what?
A bunch of flowers.
Sorry.
So yeah, this isn't weird at all. It's all perfectly normal.
Just coming up, we need to do some casting.
Yes, as we turn the page. So, Richard, stay as you are.
Oh, yes,
Alan, if you could be Nuncius briefly. I don't think he hangs around.
No.
And then if we all parcel up between us all the generations of David, I don't think they matter too much who they are. So, Mark, Rhea, myself, and probably... we've got Joseph, of course. Ah! Oh, yes, I should figure out who Joseph is, because Joseph does continue saying things. Who fancies being Joseph? Do you fancy being Joseph?
Yeah, can do.
You can be Joseph. So in that case, if you could be Nuncius for the moment, and then we'll do the generations of David between us. We'll just one after the other. You be one and three, I'll be two and four. I think that works.
So you're going to be even and Maria's going to be odd.
That's the one.
It's me.
That should get us at least for the next couple of pages. Okay, so Richard's still as the bishop.
I thank thee, Lord, with mild cheer. Thy word shall I work in withouten rack. I shall send for him both in fair. I shall send for them both far and near to work thy will, I undertake. Anon it shall be so. Hark, messenger, thou wend thy way. David, kinsman, as I thee say, bid them come over this same day and bring white yards also.
And almost presumably you then go out onto the street amongst the people, and this is a big shouty, come everyone, bring your sticks, everyone bring your sticks. That's why you start with a oi!
Oi, 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 you. Oi, old manor man taketh to me tent, that be oath of kindred to David the king. My lord, the bishop, hath for you sent to the temple that ye come with your offering. He charges that he, yes, no, for he is ready bent, yea, to receive at your coming. He biddeth you furthermore, in hands that ye hent, a fair white yard, every inch of yea, he bring in height.
So I think every one of you, every, I think yeah, that's probably, that's the, because the ch sound often is in front of a one, so it's almost like a contraction of every one, but it's contracting the part of the word that we still use.
Well, and it could be part of the scansion elision.
Yeah, yeah, so it's instead of every one, it's just every.
Yeah, I mean, the other reading of that will be each of you.
Every each.
Every each. That would make more sense.
That might, yes. Okay, so the Y is an E, is an E, A. Yeah. Every each of you. Okay. Anyway, that's the basic idea.
Right. A fair white yard, every each of you, you bring in height. Tarry not, I pray you, my lord, as I say you, now to receive you in full ready dight.
In great labour my life I lead. Mine occupation lieth in many a place. For feebleness of age, my journey I may not speed. I thank thee, great God, of thy grace.
Now, you can be even more of a miserable bastard. Joseph is just constantly complaining. I'm too old, I'm tired, my feet hurt. So do that again.
In great labour my life I lead. Mine occupation lieth in many place. For feebleness of age, my journey I may not speed. I thank thee, great God, of thy grace.
What cheer, Joseph? What is the case that ye lie here on the ground?
Age and feebleness does me embrace, that I may neither well nor go nor stand.
So it's not only that you're complaining, it's the fact you're just sitting, lying there, just going, oh, I don't want to go.
Well, bugger off.
We be commanded by the bishop's son, that every man of David kindred in the temple to offer a wand. Therefore, in this journey, let us proceed.
Me to travel, it is no need. I pray you, friends, go forth your way.
Yes, come forth, Joseph, I you read, and knoweth what the bishop will say.
There is a maid whose name is Clip Mary, daughter to Joachim, as it is told. Her to marry, they will assay, to some many doughty and bold.
Benedicte, I cannot understand what our prince of priests doth men, that every man should come and bring with him a wand, able to be married. That is not I, so motto then. I have to be maiden ever, and ever more well been. I change not yet of all my long life. And now to be married, some man would win. It is a strange thing, an old man to take a young wife. But nevertheless, no doubt of, we must forth to town. Now, neighbours and kinsmen, let us forth go. I shall take a wand in my hand and cast of my gown. If I fall, then I shall groan for woe. Whoso take away my staff, I say he were my foe. Ye be men, that ye well ren, go ye before. I am old and also cold, walking doth me woe. Therefore now would I, so my staff hold, this journey to war.
Sirs, ye shall understand that this is the case of our coming, and why that each of you bringeth a wand. For of God we have knowing, here is to be married a maid young, All your rods ye shall bring up to me, and on these rods that the Holy Ghost is sitting, he shall the husband of this may be. God, what happened to the syntax there?
it's a bit of a weird one, isn't it? So Joseph going to complain. Generations of David are also going to do their thing. And we'll go from there.
They're a bundle of fun, aren't they?
Well, they are. It's great fun. It's like, God, we've been called out. I should be doing other things.
It shall not be I lay a groat. I shall abide behind briefly. Now would God I were at home in my coat. I am ashamed to be seen, verily.
To worship my Lord God, here I am I come. Here for to offer my due offering. A fair white yard in hand have I none. My lord, Sir Bishop, at your bidding.
Of Davis' kindred, Sir Is am I come. A fair white yard in hand now I bring. My lord the bishop, after your own doom?
Doom, I suspect.
Doom. After your own doom, this yard I do offer at your charging right here.
And I, a yard, have both fair and white. Here in my hand is a ready...
Dite.
Yeah,
and to rhyme with white.
I offer it forth within sight, right in good manner.
I am the fourth of David's kin, and with mine offering, my God I honour. This fair white yard is offering mine, I trust in God of some succour. Come on, Joseph, with offering thine, and bring'st up thine as we have her. Thou tarriest right long behind, certain. We comes not after God's tour. Come on, man, for shame.
Come. Lock, right, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit.
Come, ya, ya, God help, full fain I would. But I am so aged and so old that both my legs begin to fold. I am almost lame.
Ah, mercy, Lord, I can no sign espy. It is best we go again to prayer.
And then we have Vox, which I presume is almost an all.
Vox Populi.
Yeah, so it's basically everybody says. So shall we attempt it and see if we're right?
Well, you need to be careful about that, because it could equally well be Vox Dei.
Mm. Yes, yeah. That's a possibility.
Yes, but it's not.
No. All together now. He brought not up his rod yet truly. To whom the maid howeth to be married her. Okay, so everybody's shaming, doing a bit of Joseph shaming, and the bishop continues on that trend.
He's definitely not getting a fair crack of the whip, is he?
Right. What, Joseph? Why stand ye there behind? I wis, sir, you be to blame.
Sir, I cannot my rod find. To come there in truth, me thinketh shame.
Cometh thence.
Sir, he may evil go that is nor lame.
Near lame, I think.
Near lame. In sooth, I come as fast as I may.
Offer up your rod, sir, in God's name. Why do ye not as men you pray?
Now in the worship of God of heaven, I offer this yard as lily white. Praying that Lord of gracious stewen, with heart, with wit, with main, with might, and as he made the stars seven, this simple offering that is so light, to his worship he weldeth even, for to his worship this yard is dight. Lord God, I thee pray, to mine heart that I take good heed, and nothing to my sinful deed. After my will thou quit my meed, as pleadest to thy pay. I may not lift mine hands here. Lo, 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 what see ye now?
Ah, mercy, 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 Lord, we cry. The blessed of God we see art thou.
So mercy, presumably, mercy, somewhere mercy. Around here, the flowers have bloomed and everybody cries, mercy, mercy, as this thing. I mean, there's so many great bits there of him going, oh, I can't go, I've left, the homework's in the dog.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole thing these days, you know, given modern usage, I mean, it would be difficult for anybody to read it or listen to it was completely straight-faced.
Oh, no, but I don't think it is supposed to be straight-faced. I mean, all of this is broad comedy.
Mm.
I mean, it may get to a religious heart. You are the light relief.
Yeah.
Throughout all of this. Because you are so patently a comic character.
Yeah, I
mean, everybody else is dead I mean, serious. Everyone's boring as hell.
To a certain extent, for casting John Laurie.
Mm.
You know, it's almost doomed.
Yeah, no, it is. He's just constantly saying, I can't go, I don't want to go. And everyone knows what's going to happen.
Mm.
You know, the audience know you're going to marry Mary. So the fact that you really don't want to, and there's a good theological reason why you end up marrying Mary, it's because the impetus here is that you are impotent.
Yes.
Don't worry, it gets worse for you.
Gee, thanks.
Basically, the whole point of these plays is to make it absolutely clear that Mary definitely didn't
absolutely
have sex with anyone prior to the conception of Jesus. That's the entire function of these plays. So anyway, Piscopus, can you go from our mercy and let's do some mercy at the stage direction.
Yeah, this is presumably mercy in the French sense of thank you, isn't it? Thank
yeah, you. I think it is. Yes. It's a miracle that we see.
Yeah. Our gracious God in heaven throne, right wonderful thy works be. Here may we see a marvel one,
a
dead stalk beareth flowers free. Yes, well done. A dead stalk beareth flowers free. Joseph, in heart without moan, thou mayst be blithe with game and glee. A maid to wed thou must gone. Be this miracle I do well see. Mary is her name, you'll be surprised to know.
What? Should I wed? God forbid! I'm an old man, so God me speed. And with a wife now to live in dread, it were neither sport nor game.
Against God, Joseph, thou mayst not strive. God will that thou a wife have. This fair maid shall be thy wife. She is buxom and white as lave.
Ah, should I have her? Elish my life. Alas, dear God, should I now rave? An old man may never thrive with a young wife, so God me save. Nay, sir, let her been. Should I now in age begin to doat? If I her child, she would clown my coat, blare mine eye, and pike out a moat. And thus oftentimes it is seen.
Joseph, now, as I thee say, God hath assigned her to thee. That God will have do, say thou not nay. Our Lord God will that it so be.
Against my God, I may. Her warden and keeper will I ever be. But, fair maiden, I thee pray, keep thee clean as I shall me. I am a man of age. Therefore, Sir Bishop, I will that ye weet that in bed we shall never meet. For I wis, maiden sweet, an old man may not rage.
I was going to say, may not rage is an interesting choice of words.
Is it complaint?
Take sexual pleasure, according to the gloss here. He may not rage, he may not range.
So it's not modern French rabies.
No. I think, again, it's just it's making it clear. There are so many steps making sure that Mary is definitely a virgin. This is the literal one. Joseph isn't up to it. Poor chap. Okay, so, Episcopus, you're going to introduce Joseph to his wife. I don't know if...
Oh, and to the 16 singing Monteverdi.
Yeah. I don't know that this is exactly the Mary you had in mind, but never mind. It'll be fine.
This holiest virgin shalt thou marry now. Your rod flourisheth, fairest that man may see. The Holy Ghost we see sitteth on a bough. Now yield we all, pressing to the Trinity. Et hic cantent benedicta sit beata Trinitas. Mm. Joseph, will ye have this maiden to your wife, and her honour and keep, as ye how to do?
Nay, sir, so mote I thrive. I have right no need thereto.
Joseph, it is God's will it should be so. Say it after me as it is skill.
sir, and to perform his will, I bow thereto, for all thing ought to bend at his will.
Say then after me, here I take thee, Mary, to wife, to heaven, to holden, as God his will with us will make, and as long as between us lasteth our life, I think it must be, to love you as myself, my troth I you take. Mary
brought forward.
Will ye have this man and him to keepen as your life?
In the tenderest wise, Father, as I can, and with all my wits five.
Joseph, with this ring now wed thy wife, and be her hand now thou her take.
Sir, with this ring I wed her wife, and take her now her for my make.
Mary, maid without more strife, unto thy spouse thou hast him take.
Chastity to lead in my life, I shall him never forsake, but ever with him abide. And gentle spouse, as ye e'en said, let me live in as a clean maid. I shall be true, be not dismayed, both term, time, and tide.
Here is the holiest matrimony that ever was in this world. Oh, in this word, beg your pardon.
But I think it is.
His world.
The high names of our Lord we will now sing high. We all will this solemn deed record devoutly. Alma Corus Domini nunc pangat nomina sumi. Now go home all in God's name, whereas your warning was before, maidens, to let her go alone, it were shame. It would heavy your heart sore. Ye shall bless the time that she was bore. Now look ye at home her bring.
To have your blessing, Father, I fooled you before.
Ye bless you that hath known hending. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Joseph, thyself art old of age, and thy wife of age is young. And as we raiden in old sage, many man is sclepper of tongue. Therefore evil language for to assuage, that your good fame may last long. Three damsels shall dwell with you in stage, with thy wife to be evermore among.
And we can just imagine Joseph's reaction at that. Just going, what? There are three damsels with... Okay. Anyway, expound further on these handmaidens, please, Episcopus.
Three damsels shall dwell with you in stage, with thy wife to be evermore among. I shall these three here take. Susan the first shall be, Rebecca the second shall go with thee, Sipho the third, is that right? What name is that?
Sepho.
The third. Look that ye three, this maiden never ye forsake.
Sir, I am ready at your will with this maiden for to wend.
Your bidding, sir, I shall fulfil and follow this maiden fair and hend.
To follow her, it is good skill, and to your bidding, whole I bend.
I think it's probably will.
Will I bend.
Will I bend. Okay.
Now, Sir Bishop, hence go I will, for now cometh into my mind a matter that needful is.
Farewell, Joseph and Mary Clear. I pray God keep you all in fear, and send you grace in good manner to serve the King of Bliss.
Father and mother, you know this, Cass, how that it doth now stand with me. With mine spouse I must forth pass, and never when I shall you see. Therefore I pray you here in this place of your blessing for charity, and I shall speed thee better and have more grace in what place that ever I be. On knees to you I fall, I pray you, father and mother dear, to bless your own dear daughter, and pray for me in all manner, and I for you all.
And just briefly to confuse everyone, Joachim, will Joseph would briefly change back into her father. This isn't weird at all. And I will be your mother.
We're back. Almighty God, he mote thee bless, and my blessing thou have also, in all goodness, God thee wise, on land or on water, wherever thou go.
Now God thee keep from every mice, and save thee sound in wealth from woe. I pray thee, daughter, thou on's me kiss, or that thy mother part thee fro. I pray to God thee save. I pray thee, Mary, my sweet child, be low and buxom, meek and mild, sad and sober and nothing wild, and God's blessing thou have.
Farewell, Joseph, and God ye speed, whereso ye be in hall or bower.
Brief break, because he's now going to be exactly the same person reading a different part. Joseph replies,
Almighty God, your ways lead, and save you sound from all dolour.
God's grace on you spread. Farewell, Mary, my sweet flower. Farewell, Joseph, and God, you read. Farewell, my child and my treasure. Farewell, my daughter Ying.
Farewell, father and mother dear. At you I take my leave right here. God that sit in heaven so clear, have you in his keeping.
Wife, it is full necessary this ye know, that I and my kindred go home before, for in sooth we have none house of our own. Therefore I shall go in order, then you come forth. We are not rich of worldly things, and yet of our sustenance we shall not miss. Therefore abideth here still to your pleasing, to worship your God is all your bliss. He that is and ever shall be, of heaven and hell rich king, in earth hath chosen poverty, and all riches, and well this refusing.
Goth husband, in our Lord's blessing, he mote your speed in all your need, and I shall here abide your again coming. And on my Psalter book I shall read, Now blessed be our Lord for this, of heaven and earth and all that beareth life. I am most bound to you, Lord, I wis, for now I am both maid and wife. Now, Lord God, dispose me to prayer, that I may say the holy Psalms of David, which book is clept the Psalter?
Yes.
That I may pray thee, my Lord, therewith, of the virtues thereof. This is the path. It maketh selves fair, that doth it say. Angels be stirred to help us therewith. It lighteneth darkness and putteth devils away. The Song of Psalms is God's deity. Sin is put away thereby. It lenneth a man virtues to be. It fareth man's heart ghostly. Who that it useth customably? It clarifieth the heart, and charity maketh health. He may not failen of God's mercy, that hath the presence of God ever in his mouth. Presence of God ever in his mouth. O holy Psalms, O holy book, sweater to say than any onny. Thou lemst thou love, Lord, that on thee look, and makest him desire things celestially. With these hallowed psalms, Lord, I pray thee specially, for all the creatures, quick indeed, that thou wilt show thee to him thy mercy, and to me specially that do it read. I have said some of my Psalter, and here I am, at this holy psalm indeed. Benedicite Domine terem tuum. In this holy labour, Lord, me speed.
I'm just going to pause us briefly there before we rattle to the very end. And this is almost where the text becomes a bit meta, in the sense that you're talking about sitting at your Psalter and your devotional book within a book which is potentially being used as a devotional text. So in terms of the book that this is compiled in, this is actually quite meta.
It's a thought of a thought, a real thought.
Exactly, yeah. It's very circular.
Just going back on the gloss, opening word of Maria's speech there, Goth.
Goeth.
Ah.
Goeth husband in our Lord's
blessing. I mean, I was just wondering whether he'd suddenly gone for a makeup job.
No, I don't think so, and I don't think there's any sacking of Rome.
and it's going to go husband in our Lord's blessing.
Yes,
yeah.
Your speed in all your need.
And you know, it is this thing that the play itself sort of already ended about a page or two ago. Whether this text has, it almost feels added in almost for the book edition of this that going into this text. We've got lots of music as well. I mean, sort of the presentation of Mary to Joseph has massive music. The bishop has at least one obvious song cue in there. You know, it's again, we're talking production numbers with a whole host of additional virgins and priests and the Okay, final page, Joseph right. and Mary.
Mary, wife and maid most gracious, displease you not, I pray you, so long as I have been. I have hired for us a little pretty house, and there, therein right hastily living will we. Come forth, Mary, and follow me. To Nazareth now will we go, and all the maidens, both fair and free, with my wife cometh forth also. Now listeneth well, wife, what I tell thee. I must go on hence from these foe. I will go labouring in far countree, with truth to maintain our household so. This 9 months thou sayest me now. I keep thee clean, my gentle spouse, and all thine maidens in thine house, that evil language I hear not rouse, for his love that all hath wrought.
I pray to God he speed your way, and in sail healthy mote you keep, and send you health both night and day. He shield and save you from all
censorship, perhaps? Mm. Well, considering what he's just been saying to her. Yeah. I'll have a little look up okay. on that one. Yeah, it might be something like that. Bad things happening. Shen suggesting something harmful, ruination and that sort of thing. Shinship? Disgrace.
Disgrace.
From all disgrace, all bad things.
Yeah. Okay. He shield and save you now from all shen sheep. Now, Lord of grace, to thee I pray, with morning mood on thee I creep, me save from sin, from tyne and tray. With heart I mourn, with eye I weep. Lord God of
pity.
Lord God of pity, when I sit in my conclave, all mine heart on thee I have. Gracious God, my maidenhead save, ever clean in chastity.
I mean, Joseph doesn't immediately sell himself as a great bloke at the end of his speech there, does he?
No.
This 9 months thou sayest me nought.
But then he does say he's going off to
earn a crown. He's got four people to feed.
And he had been lying on the ground saying he couldn't get up and do anything.
Well, but how much of that was... It's an odd piece. I mean, I quite like a lot of it. I think with a bit of a trim, it's quite a fun play, but it's a weird play.
Yeah. I mean, it's not surprising in some ways that is not part of the authorised canon.
Yeah, there's... Yeah.
Because there's just so many things. And as I say, part of the trouble is trying to do it to a modern... I mean, you could not do that with the school's audience. I think the giggling would just get too...
Well, yeah, but it is supposed to be comic.
Yeah.
This is the thing, is the Joseph is a comedy figure. There is no denying that. There's no saying in the past they wouldn't have been laughing. It's designed. He is obviously over the top in his protestations.
He's the old man from Commedia dell'arte.
Yeah. Now, the rest of the play has to then pull it back.
Mm-hmm.
But he is almost, he's the Brian figure. Of just being utterly bewildered by all this magic stuff going on around him.
What's going on here?
Yeah, he doesn't get it. And in a sense, he's a routine for the audience. You know, the comedy has a strategic purpose to make the audience think about what would they do.
And that's really about it, isn't it? Because, I mean, there's not a great deal in the territory of, gosh, I didn't see that one coming.
No, I mean, that's the thing. You know he's going to marry Mary.
Yes.
You may not know the story of how this happens. Yes. But you know that's where this story is going. Because odds on you're not hearing this story in the church.
Yeah.
So this is you know, that sort of thing. This isn't going to be part of the your local priest's sermon.
Yeah, I mean it's also difficult because you've got to try and look at it in a pre-Freudian manner way, because the whole of the symbolism of the rods and the flowers and so on.
Yeah.
You know, you're starting to get into...
Yes,
Sigmund quite heavily, aren't you?
Especially considering that he is explicitly stated as being effectively impotent.
Well, quite.
So the fact that he's the only one who flowers is actually an interesting contradiction within the play.
That in itself, in the visual form, is actually funny, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a magic trick. You know, they have a mechanism, presumably built specially for this show. And, you know, the stick obviously just something pops up from underneath the mechanism.
Well, it's not difficult to devise, is it? Yeah. A hollow tube and a slider with some feathers.
Isn't the rod a sort of an antiquity world meme?
Yeah.
Rod of Jesse.
Yes, it's that sort of thing. I mean, I don't quite know precisely what these sticks are supposed to, what their provenance is and what they're supposed to be. Are they very small? Are they quite big? Is there a specific purpose and symbolism for which we don't actually know?
I'm wondering whether there's a link to the sort of the...
Yeah, it's just a twig.
Like willow sprouts immediately sort of thing. Mm.
I'm just wondering whether there's something akin to the sort of the churchwarden staffs. If you think in a church, the churchwardens have the staffs of office.
But then maybe it's just a hangover from all of the, the temple things where people cast.
I mean, it's one for research. It's one that I don't know.
There's the fascist fasces rods, which are Roman, are they not? The bundle of rods.
Well, Roman is the link, but I think they go back to previous.
Yeah. They do go through Roman.
I think you go back into Greek and previous Mediterranean cultures.
Look to the future. It's sort of things like that, isn't it?
Well, of course, we have connections with Sybils. We do need to.
I mean, we're looking at it from our perspective, going backwards, aren't we?
Mm. Yeah.
I was sort of thinking of coming the other way and seeing how it developed.
I think that's part of the problem. We're looking at it with, the benefit of another 500 years of.
Well, it's also how much did the medieval mind know about what, their idea of what a pre-biblical, biblical, universe is very much informed by their present. So that's where all these anachronisms and fusions come in.
And by the Bible itself.
And by the Bible itself. So there is this whole mash of stuff thrown together.